righty, well, thank you. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I'm praying that you learned a lot from that first part of our conference call. And now we walk into the second part, which we call dessert. On Monday, when we were with you, we talked about two rather important things, at least I thought they were very important. When you stop and think about that letter that our Firefly communicated with a bank, the same banks that we told you that Walking Sticks Firm was selected with to go to these CBI meetings to learn about the certification, registration, licenses, the new small category notes, all these things. Well, I hope it made you feel good. I hope it gave you comfort. I hope it brought you that comfort in knowing that the things that we've been bringing to you, my goodness gracious, all honor and glory to God for our teams. The other thing was what NASDAQ did. It's interesting, isn't it? The International Billboard from the east to the west, where everybody looks, the heart of New York City. This is where everybody goes to make a dollar, or for that matter, to attack the United States of America. That is the heart. That is the core of all of our economic and finances in the United States of America. And the rest of the world looks in that same direction for leadership and guidance or any type of announcements like the Iraqi Stock Exchange joining NASDAQ. That's good. That's very good. Well, those two things we brought to you, and I said that there would be a third thing, but instead, how about if we talk about, five, maybe six things. But I'm going to condense it, and I'm going to make it rapid fire and make it very quick, okay? Do you remember when we talked about the BRIC exit, and I told you, don't worry about them. They will implode. They will not even last a year. They will not be in the picture. There's nothing to worry about with the reinstatement of the Iraqi dinar. Leave the Brexit alone. Watch what Donald Trump does. Sure enough, this week, what did we learn? They are dissolving. They are imploding. They are falling apart. Just go ahead and mute your side, Will. Exactly like we told you, didn't we, family? Okay, now that's nice. That's good. Now, you know when the Democrats came out and they said, well, we're going to impeach Donald Trump. We're going to get rid of him, all of this and that, whatever. Okay, and what did we tell you? Ladies and gentlemen, leave the politics alone. The Democrats are angry because they will not be able to do what they did before with Clinton when he was a president with Kuwait. They're pissed off in ways that you could never, ever imagine. They have lost their power, their money. The Sanhedrins are angry. Yesterday, Paluski, the number one enemy of the President of the United States of America, finally comes out and says exactly what we told you. We're not going to impeach Donald Trump. Yeah, why not? Well, we can't find nothing against him. And we want to keep the United States united. Really? Where have you been all these few years? Why have you made life miserable the last 2 years for the United States citizens? Why? Why many years ago, three, four, 5 years ago, how come your leadership then with Obama and you guys that wanted the wall built so badly at the border, I mean, what happened? What happened? How could you have such a hypocritical about face? Oh, but now you turn that face again in the direction that we told you, KTFA Corner. I told you, leave the politics and the Democrats and all the paranoia that you hear from all these, what is it, ABCQ, this, that, garbage. Trump will not be impeached. KTFA knows and believes that God has something to do with Trump. Of course he won't be impeached. Number two. Well, actually, China was number one. No. Pelosi, number one. Number two, China. Let's go back. Do you remember I told you when the trade deficit came out, when the tax and tariffs came out, and they said, no, we're not going to, you know, we're just not going to continue to do business with you, China. I'm sorry. We're going to put tax and tariffs. And the Democrats said this will be a disaster and this and that and whatever. What did I do? It was about 3 months ago I came on and I told you, family, this thing with China, watch. Watch China turn around in about 3 months and bow. Why'd I say 3 months? For a quarter. Watch China bow to the United States of America. All the complaining that they're doing right now is nothing more but just smokes and mirrors and just tantrums. They know very well. They've been getting away for decades with the political leadership of the United States of America. Now, we don't have that type anymore. We don't have a politician. We have a businessman. China, do this with your currency. Play fair. We don't want to. China, if you do, look what I'm doing in Iraq, but I can't tell the international world yet. Oh, my goodness, that's amazing, Mr. President. Yeah, we shut up, and they shut up, didn't they? No more complaining. What do you see today? China signs the largest deal with Iraq in the history of both nations. Why? Because what Donald Trump takes away, he will replace with more value, and no more cheating. No more cheating, politicians. Number three, I introduced to you gold and silver for a very good reason. May I suggest that you study gold and silver and currencies around the world deeply. Number four, there is a letter going around to many people that are invested in the Iraqi dinar. The letter says that it's from the Atlanta-based FBI. There is no Atlanta-based FBI. And the FBI does not send you a letter trying to acquire personal information about you so that they can use it against a case they've already won. KTFA Kona, my family, the FBI letter that is being sent around to many people that hold the Iraqi dinar and asking you to send them your personal information, address, phone number, age, where you lived, how much you bought from this company that has gotten in trouble with the FBI, all that information is being stolen from you and being sold. Call the FBI directly. I get phone calls almost, I don't want to say daily, but weekly, 3-4 calls. I am from the FBI, and you are in trouble, and you better call me. Yeah, really? This is the IRS, and you are delinquent, and we are going to send sheriffs to your home. Really? Be aware of these things, these tactics. Do not be ignorant of those that are out there using the authority to steal from you. Number five, so we need 4 or 5 ministers. You know, if I hear that one more time, because just the way I told you about Pelosi, about China, about North Korea, about Russia, that's the way we told you about all those scenarios and the way they've worked out exactly as we told you, I will tell you one more time. Stop asking me about the ministers. They're there. They function. They're seated. They go about their business. But it's none of your business to know if they are seated or not. Who do you think is protecting them? Who do you think is guarding them? Who do you think is removing any type of influence on the four or the five most valuable ministers that are under the protection of the United States of America? So stop asking me, do we need the ministers to be seated before we see the RI? No. In my opinion, this whole call is in my opinion. And finally, number six, we are going to release this recording link. Many of you have called and you just don't come, so you don't know. We've already announced over 3 weeks ago that we are no longer releasing the link to Wednesday's calls. What we will do is do our Wednesday call, but we will not record it. We will only start the recording when we do the dessert so that we can release that link 24 hours later. 24 hours later. All righty, so things are looking good, huh? We just reviewed Monday. We just covered five important thoughts or ideas. And I'll be honest with you. nobody knows the date of the rate. But we sure do know what the CBI is doing, don't we, family? I love you. I'll take care of each other. And I'll be with you on Friday's Teen Chat. Aloha. Aloha Niki Oi. Bye-bye. This is the part where you turn off the recording now, Will. We better call Will on the other phone. Those grandkids of him got him busy. Okay, family. Hey, family, you guys want to say aloha? I might as well do a song and dance to entertain you guys here for a while. So a minister and a rabbi and a... Will, are you there? I'm dying, man. Turn this thing off. Send him a text. Anyways, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to go ahead and hang up. We'll eventually get Will to turn this off. Y'all take care. Aloha na ke oi.